Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
Cities crumbling down. You're trying hard to escape from the sandbox. Even when your wits have been plucked off, been plucked off by routine, scratching at the sidewalk cracks downtown. Slow it down, slow it down. When the day has closed its eyes on you again,
to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After show. And stay tuned because we have Jay Beck. He's going to be playing live here on the show. So don't go anywhere.
the freshest acts in electronic entertainment are coming to Code Live. 3 weekends, 8 shows in Vancouver's newest multimedia concert space. Friday, February 19th, European and Canadian dubstep pioneers Martin, 2562, Deadbeat, and more shake the Center for Digital Media, 3 blocks east of the Main Street Science World SkyTrain station. Tickets, $22. Call 1-800-TICKETS or tickets.com. Code, it's the Cultural Olympiad's digital edition. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/CODE.
Welcome to the show. We're back here at 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And we started the show with Braston Out. They have a new CD coming soon. The name is called Mont Chimera. And we were looking at them yesterday at CBC 3. They moved to a new studio, so it seems like it's going to be cool having all these bands playing there, Vancouver bands playing there at the CBC. And well, after Braston, we'll listen to Near Blue. He's gonna be playing on Thursday at this place, the Studio 121, that's in Hitley in Strathcona. So it seems like it's a pretty good venue, a new venue that we have to support. The entrance for that one is $10, and then it's bring your own booze. So, yeah, it's...
That sounds safe.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know that now with the
oh, I'm just kidding.
Winter...
People are responsible these days for anymore.
You know, with the winter sports event now... all the beers are like $10 around the venue, so you can buy your beer at the liquor store and chill it and bring it to the studio 121. Near Blue is going to be playing there with Jess Hart and Aunts and Uncles, so it should be a cool gig. We'll talk more about that later. And after that, we'll listen to The Subways with I Want to Hear What You Have Got to Say. That's from the album Young for Eternity. And we're here with Jay Beck. Hey, Jay. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Oswaldo?
Fine, thanks.
Yeah, good.
Jay's been in the show a couple of times, I guess, before, no?
Yeah, I think... I know back in 2000. Maybe it was 2005 as well, but maybe it was 2004. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Time flies.
So, yeah. Jay comes every 4 years.
Yeah, every 4 years. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's like pretty versatile musician. Like I had a lot of songs that you burned into a CD.
Probably over the years, yeah. Yeah. You know, I guess probably when I met you I was probably a little bit more productive than I am now, but yeah, I mean, I think you know, you learn things and then you just, you know, get better at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. What are you up to now?
What am I up to now? Well, actually, at the end of last year, I was doing a soundtrack. I did a soundtrack for an independent movie done by my friend Kenneth Barr, who's moved here from Edmonton, Alberta. And it's, you know, an action kind of futuristic kind of, you know, somewhat acid futuristic kind of action film. Yeah, did some of the soundtrack for that, and so I think that's being, I think you can get that on DVD or something now. I don't know if you go to his website, which is idiomfilms.ca, that's idiomfilms.ca, and you can order a copy of the film there. And yeah, it was a pretty interesting experience, kind of like going in, not really having too much of an idea what I was doing, and just kind of spitting out a bunch of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Some of it worked, some of it didn't, you know, but yeah, it's pretty cool. But aside from that, just trying to start bands and do stuff like that. And yeah, that's about it, man. Otherwise, just enjoying the Olympics, you know.
Well, we'll talk about the Olympics later, too. You want to play a song?
Yeah, we could do that. Or we could play something else first, maybe. We can listen to some other music first. What do you think? What do you want to do? You want me to play something?
Yeah, let's listen to
Okay, sure. All right. You twisted my rubber arm. Okay, so this song, I guess this is probably the newest song I'm actually going to play. Like I said, I haven't been very productive over the last few years, so I've probably played every one of these songs on here before, but I'm sure me and Oswald will both forget about it, so hey, why not just try playing them again? But anyways, so here we go. This one is Songs Formed in Spring.
Okay.
I'm going to try my best to hold it together here, folks. Did lots of coffee and yeah. All right, okay, here we go. I don't know if you can you hear that at all?
Yeah,
okay, all right. Drowning, drowning in a pond that's formed in spring. Surrounding, sounding as the song nature springs. Darling, calling your words, they gently sting. Stalling, falling, I've longed to spread my wings. Foul beast, how all vibrate.
along heard you bring.
So that's Jay playing there live here on CITR 101.9 FM. Jay Beck. What was the name of that song?
That was Songs Formed in Spring.
Song Formed in
Songs
Spring?
Songs Formed in Spring, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, it what's was probably written in winter too, which was the funny thing. So,
what's your inspiration, or what do you?
That song. Oh gosh, man. You know, I don't really know, to be honest. Really,
but in general,
on there. In general, I guess it varies. I mean, a lot of things, I guess, kind of have to do with a personal thing. I think I'm trying now. To get away from just writing sappy love songs, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because anyone can do that, you know? The Beatles matured and then they started, you know, doing other things, you know? It's like, that's kind of, yeah, what I'm trying to get away from.
Okay. Talking
about that. So it's more personal experience, or like things that I see going on in the world, or, you know, maybe some spiritual experience I've had or something. A lot of it ties into that, like my dreams and, you know, out-of-body experiences and weird stuff like that, or like, you know, UFOs. I don't know, man, whatever, you know what I mean? Whatever interests me, I guess, at the time, whatever.
Yeah. It depends on what you smoke, or...
Oh, I don't do anything like that, Oswald.
Depends on what you drink, then.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, exactly.
Depends on the coffee of the coffee blend.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Very good. And so we're going to put some more music. We have a lot of music to play, so we're going to now play these guys, these Tuareg bands. Called Tinariwen. They're coming to town on the 25th. They're going to be playing with Ganan at their film, part of the Olympiad, which is basically just the only good thing that the Olympics are doing for the city, in my opinion. It's bringing this music to town. And yeah, because other than that, it's just a big bill,
yeah, you know,
for all of us, the taxpayers. So, because do you know any of your friends that are going to the sport, the actual
games? I don't think so. You know, I think it's kind of we all joke about it. You know, and just say ha ha ha. Yeah, of course we're gonna go, right? Yeah, we're gonna go to the opening ceremonies and stuff. But no, you know, I don't think so. I mean, people do it for whatever they want to do. You got to do what you ever really want to do. But it just seems like it's just at a bad time. And, you know, especially in our economy, like, things are just not that great. It's a big bill, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. Like, what can I say? They're here. Just get used to it, I guess. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the marches that have been going on.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
pretty interesting. Although all the people have their different issues regarding this. Like, some are protesting homelessness, which I think is one of the biggest issues, the homelessness. But the other people are protesting the war in Afghanistan.
Right.
So we saw that yesterday.
Or just, you know, the Western system in general. I mean, the whole, you know, the democratic rule and the right to
yeah, exactly.
Basically, you know, I mean, that's understandably, you know. But
yeah, there's some environmentalists too, because, well, you know that because of the Bannock, they clear cut this area of the Eagle Ridge Bluff.
Mm-hmm. I watched a little documentary about that, and
the five ring circus.
Yeah, that's
You
know, and that's the thing, right? Is like we see it as like, of course, like these athletes are doing their thing, and you got to be proud of that. Like, of course, if that's what you do, then that's what you want to do. I mean, that's the pinnacle of your career, of course, and nobody can disagree with that. And I don't think anybody that really has any problem with the Olympics has a problem with the athletes. I mean, we were talking about that earlier, and it's true, right? Like, we don't hate the athletes. We don't, you know, nobody hates anybody, you know, but it's
again,
it's the principle behind it, and then like the environmental cost. And they always tell you, oh, it's going to be a green Olympics, a green. It's, well, how is it green when you're tearing down the green, you know?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, obviously it's a joke, you know?
It's a marketing,
right.
Yeah, because before the Olympics were kind of like mellow, you know, a sport gathering.
Yeah,
there were not all these anti-doping and all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
theater that they put.
So. Right, right. And it seems to kind of get, you know, progressively worse each
more corporate
time
every right. time. Now it's only the rich people that can enjoy the
right, you know, like, yeah, sports, you're going to go and spend $1,000 a ticket to go and see a sport or something like that. I don't know if that's what it is, but I mean, like, who's going to do that? You know, no one's going to do that, you know, and it's, yeah. And obviously, it just upsets the balance of the city already, you know. And it's there's so many people here; it's so confusing. Yeah.
But you know, at least they gave us the poor people. They gave us free music around town.
And, enjoy the free music and so the $10 beers, guys.
Yeah,
that's what you get. So
$10.
Just enjoy it. It's cool. It's cool. Take your medicine.
Yeah. So these guys are coming to town. Tinariwen, they're going to be playing their film on the 25th, so let's listen to a song from them.
Excellent.
And we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
فلتينا اللي كنتار انتشر غير الفرق كانك تتواجه رزم تزل ما موافني في الجلالة نبتال تكمت قلتين ديوتن السفتان ديوتن الهين جادة بالوار فركم تجوزي تجيانا ما ميلان تقوري دي أصلا نسك ثانيتي اللي مالو تشيش وتغن حال سكنت في ايدي مظلونة جزار تبتاب تنغمي تفنوين مقا ساسو سفر خال أنا مليم كيور هنتو يتاجت فلقلاني ستو سيري فاسستي ولا اللان تداستي في الوقت من غهيار سنكرك دا لامس قرس غاز ميالتين ترقى يا ماما سيوا ورمري وردن سنغررت وقت الهيمان جرت وبيجي المام ورق فلي لغينا جول الغدبان ورق فلي لغينا جول الغدبان جاد ويل الوانجر هرو ساكتين غرغرت النام جرى صرف اليوم في الأولى والكل تبان كورت سبع ميلال يسك لي في مرت غرغ الزار جازك يزل أنا غنا مشراين تدقو يا سداد داد غدنا هانت وفل فوت أجم إسكال عش الجوب النش الشريط اللي خسرت سنفرتي دي في المثال عش الجوب النش الشريط اللي خسرت سنفرتي دي في المثال إنه اللي بالهندي القاست أنا ميار تقدر ترمي قاقنا سريان قلت لهم يقاقنا سريان شتوري الغيسير رسمان مي شريت بونقر غلبان
Amishara yet Gwangaragalabar.
That was Tinari Wen here on the Morning After Show. A pretty cool band. Gonna be playing on the 25th, I think, at the Orpheum Theater. And yeah, we were talking about that Olympic event because we have a lot of friends that listen to us from all over the world. So we need to tell them more or less what's happening here in this crazy, crazy city in Vancouver, the Olympic capital right now. What else? I want to say hi to Jordan and Taryn that are listening there in East Vancouver. Actually, hasn't been that busy in our neighborhoods. Eh?
You know, it hasn't been that busy as far as traffic, but there's been a lot of police. That's for sure.
Yeah,
that's
well,
for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. We were talking about that too earlier. You know. It's all the police in town, and it's like if they're supposed to be here to protect the athletes, then why are they in my neighborhood and why are they blocking the middle of the street at nighttime? You know, it's just strange. You know, it's like, and the helicopters flying over like 50 times a day. You know, it's like strange. It's like we're in a military zone or something like
we
that.
We are,
you know?
Actually.
And it's kind of strange. It's a very unsettling feeling. You know, especially when you live in a quiet neighborhood, nothing goes on there really, and all of a sudden there's police everywhere. Like, what is going on? What do they know that we don't? Like, yeah. What's happening? You know. Like, is it safe in my neighborhood, or you know, what's going on? You know,
yeah, kind of especially the helicopters. You know, sometimes 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning.
That's the thing. The helicopter thing is driving me nuts.
Yeah, it's
nuts,
weird.
Actually.
Right?
It's like they're just like hovering, you know, over the building or something. Just, like,
and these have
doing?
These search lights mm-hmm. also. That I don't know if they're supposed to be a spectacle or.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah. It's definitely annoying, though. That's for sure. Yeah. It's definitely annoying. We know you're there. You know, we know the police are there. It's of course. You know, but it's pretty strange. You know what I mean? When you look at, again, we were talking about the protests there downtown, and these people are throwing things through windows and all this stuff. And the police were all there, but they let that go on. And it seems like, well, why would you let that go on? If you're all there to make situations like that not happen, why did you let that go on?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then things happen, and then they start arresting people and beating people. And you're like, okay, well, whatever, you know. What are you gonna do, man? Like, I just stay the hell away from it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just keeping a safe distance because I don't trust anybody. You know what I mean? I don't trust the people that are protesting, and I don't trust the people that are there to, you know, protect everybody, the police. You know what I mean? And that's just how it goes.
Yeah, I was at the Tent City yesterday. They're close to the Woodwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the
mm-hmm.
police were on the buildings, like filming and watching everything.
Yeah,
it's happening there.
Yeah. And it seems so strange, you know, if they're so concerned about the safety now, like, why is it so important just now? You know what I mean? Like, if it didn't matter before, why does it matter now?
Yeah, I guess they see that there's a business there too. So
right. Oh yeah. Yeah. So right. Yeah. Somebody's making lots of money, and it's not us. That's for sure. I'm not making any
money. I don't know if the police have been having a special bonus or something, because they've been pretty happy lately. So, yeah,
they're probably from all over the world, so they're probably enjoying our nice weather.
Probably. I don't know. We should talk to some of them to find out what's happening.
That'd be a good idea. That's actually a good idea, you know? I actually felt like, you know, like last night, there was about, you know, 15 cops and a big, you know, about 6 or 7 cop cars in the middle of my street, and I was kind of curious as to why they were there, but, you know, of course I'm not going to go and ask them why they're there, but they're there, you know what I mean? They're here. Cameras are everywhere. It's cool. But don't worry, it's okay.
It's crazy, really.
They don't want you to hurt yourself. That's what it comes down to. They just don't want you to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Of course, that's a joke. You know it, but come on.
So, you want to play another song?
Sure. Let's see what I can do, folks. Well, I'm just right ready for this, I'll tell you that much. I have, you know, Oswaldo, probably the last time I really did any of this stuff was probably when I was on your radio show the last time. I've been so inactive as far as this stuff goes. Like, normally in bands, I don't play this kind of music, you know, so... And here I am playing these little sappy folk songs, so it's, I apologize to all my friends who are listening already. They're probably expecting something different, and it's cool, it's alright, you know, I understand that you're upset with me right now, and it's alright, it'll only get worse. Anyways, alright, let's try something out. Let's try something a little bit, that I haven't tried in years. Okay, there we go, that's perfect, yeah. Alright. This one is probably about 12 years old. I can't even remember the name of it. All right, here we go. All right.
Hey you, how you do? I wish I understood you. So I ask for you to stay. When you're here, what's to say? Should I even go at all? Should I pay the price? You're looking very nice. Hey, life, something's new. Where's my chance to be with you? Although I do wish, realize my life's a bitch. Am I going slow?
Know the name of the song?
Oh, yeah, I remembered now. It's called One Chance. Yeah, as soon as I got to the end of it, I remembered it now. All right.
Okay. So if you're missing the show, or if you missed the first part of the show, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca or also at www.vanmusic.ca. Pretty cool websites there.
Do you have to pay for the podcast?
No.
Really?
It's
just get it for free.
Yeah, it's free.
Awesome. It's free. I'm just pleading ignorance, like I don't know. Just so you can do that. Yeah.
And there's
Oswaldo. How do you go about checking that website?
And there's the podcast from 4 years and a half or something to date. So there's tons of cool music that you can listen there at citr.ca or vanmusic.ca. So So yeah. So any concerts that you can recommend? What's happening around town? Your friends,
you know,
playing? Your bands?
I'm so out of the loop. I don't even pay attention to anything that goes on. You know, if it's not right in front of my face, I really don't even notice it, to be honest. Is that bad? It is bad, but no, I actually don't know. I looked at a little bit of the different things that were happening on the free shows, you know, and I don't know. I mean, there's stuff around. I don't know, but I can't suggest anything. I'm sure you have a lot of stuff out there that you can suggest to the people.
Well, on Thursday, you can go to that show on Studio 121 Heatley Street. It's going to be three bands, Near Blue, Jess Hart, and Aunt and Uncles.
So that's a new venue, that place?
It's a new venue. It's like a studio gallery.
Where is that? Heatley, is it at Powell or something? Is it, where is that close to? Heatley is... I know where Heatley is, but...
Heatley... So it should be closer to Pryor Street, I think.
Pryor. Oh, that way. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, the other way. Okay.
It's stadium is close. No, not stadium. Main station, the SkyTrain main station. It's pretty close.
Okay.
Bus number 20 goes through.
Yeah. Okay.
Through Commercial Drive and Hastings. So.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know. There's number 9 also goes through Hastings. So.
Yeah,
it's not that hard to get there.
Yeah, it's Heatley's just a few blocks from Main Street. Yeah, a few blocks east, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So there's gonna be three bands there.
Cool.
Two from Montreal and Aunt and Uncles from Vancouver. So, and it's bring your own booze, $10. So you can check that out. Also, a place to bury strangers are coming to town. And they're going to be playing with The Big Pink. That's at the venue on March 13. So let's play some Aunts and Uncles. They're going to be playing on Thursday at this Studio 121. And then there's play some of this band, A Place to Bury Strangers. And we're going to give away tickets for that show. So if you want to go check out A Place to Bury Strangers, give us a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR, and we'll send you to see that show at the venue March 13, 822-2487. We'll be right back. So they were listening to Jay Beck. So that's when did you record this, or what's this?
Well, this is actually one of the songs that it was that it did for the soundtrack, actually.
Okay.
Just kind of yeah, just something kind of started, you know, with just one guitar, kind of just gradually built it, and the filmmaker was kind of instructing me about, okay, we need this here, and trying to get it all timed out, and it was pretty cool, man. Yeah, yeah. It's a pretty neat experience to be able to do that. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
The Academy, no? It's the name of the film?
The Academy, yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I just can't even think right now. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So before this Jay Beck trippy music, we were listening to A Place to Bury Strangers. with It Is Nothing from the CD Exploding Head. They're coming to town on March 13. Congratulations to Ben that won the tickets. Thanks for the cool things he said about the show. Before them, Aunts and Uncles, they're playing on February 18 at Studio 121. And before Aunts and Uncles, Tinari Wen coming to town also at their film on the 25th. So we're going to put an ad and some more Jay Beck music here, and we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Didn't know you care.
You!
Yes, Electro, and I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Tourists that come to Vancouver, how safe for them is to smoke marijuana? Police gonna...
Oh, yeah, if you're a visitor, you're going to be very safe. And there are nice places, but you know what? One should, as a visitor, always be, you know, cautious, erring on the side of caution, because, you know, if you smoke and all of a sudden a policeman is right beside you, he may search you. Do you want to be searched? Do you want to, maybe you lose your marijuana? Maybe it's embarrassing. Maybe you're from a place you get very nervous. Maybe, you know, you're not here legally. All sorts of things, right? So it's best never to have a conversation with the policeman if you don't need to, right? So if you're going to smoke, smoke in the big parks. We have beautiful parks, right? And it's beautiful to smoke outside and the mountains and all these places, you know. And even if you smoke downtown, just sit somewhere where you can see everybody else and smoke it there, and they just carry the one joint. So when it's done, it's done. It doesn't matter. Because smoking pot is not against the law. It's not illegal. It's possessing pot that's illegal. Right? So you've got to be careful to just carry a little bit that you can either eat or smoke right away, and it's gone, and now you're fine.
Standing in the door, the pink flamingo crying in the rain. It was a kind of so-so love, and I'm going to make sure it never happens again.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Throw your love away, You act as if you just don't care. You look as if you're going somewhere that I just can't convince myself. I couldn't live with no one else, and I can only play that part and sit and nurse my broken heart.
We're listening there to Novel Bach with this Police cover, So Lonely. And we were listening to an advice from Mark Emery about what you should do here in Vancouver during this...
Or not do during this
this big party time here in Vancouver. And what else? Well, we're going to continue with more music. And then, okay, let's put another song from Novel Bach, and then we'll decide what to do. This is
we've totally come prepared today. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
it's that kind of day, you know. Don't worry. It's okay.
Are you tired of spending your hard-earned money on CDs, compact Discs, I mean. DVDs, even. Whatever. Anything that might be better with radio-ness. I'm sick of listening to music without any funny quips in between. No commercials? I mean, come on. What about
Jay?
Mark. I'm
Jason.
The Bear. All those guys. Now you'll never have to miss out on crazy
Mark Farabee
and Jason
the Bear
Paulette
because
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver
has come up with their own label. That's right. You can listen to music and never have to listen to. You can listen to music and never have to miss out on the radio-ness.
Listen to Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m. on 101.9 CITR with your hosts, Mark Farabee
and Jason Paulette.
Do you want to have your music played? Have your horoscope read or just
give us some random advice?
Send us an email at fridaysunrise@vanmusic.ca or call us during the show at 604-UBC-CITR or 604-822-2487. Friday Sunrise, Fridays from 7:30 to 9 a.m.
So, yeah, you guess it. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. And we're here with Jay. That's another one of the songs of the soundtrack.
Yeah,
no?
Right. Yeah.
Cool.
Every one of them is kind of a little bit different. Like, I mean, there's ones that follow kind of the same reoccurring theme, you know, obviously, as with most movies. But, yeah, a lot of it was just kind of like, whatever, okay, we're going to do a surf rock song, or we're going to do a punk rock song, or whatever, you know what I mean? So,
okay.
It was just an attempt at doing whatever I could actually do.
So, basically, themes from characters, or, like, every time this character comes in, you put, little music to identify?
Yeah, in a way, when I was working with Ken, the man who made the film, it was a lot of that kind of stuff, you know, at this point, you know, we want this kind of eerie kind of music, or this kind of
suspense.
Yeah, you know, and like the first song that we listened to off the soundtrack, it was all like, you know, certain things are totally timed by when people are coming in and out of the scene, you know, so it's it was really, like I said before, it was a really awesome experience just to kind of like work that all out and actually like, okay, like, oh, at this time, you know,
okay,
this thing comes in.
And is that cool. Is there also the love theme, the love song?
Not in this movie.
Oh, no, there's no love.
There's no love in this movie. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe there is, but it's pretty cool, man. Like, it's a pretty neat film. Like, I actually, you know, the first edit that I saw of it was really raw, right? And then, you know, as I'm working with this guy over the few months, it was like getting better and better and better. And I was like, oh my god, this is like, it looked awesome. You know, it was like, looks like a real movie, you know what I mean? I was like, holy shit, you know, like, yeah, that's cool, I get to be part of that. So yeah, it was awesome, man.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to do? You want to play another song?
Yeah,
before
sure, I'll attempt to do that, yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll just play two little short ones, and then I'll spare everybody having to listen to any more of this.
Okay, so you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And remember that you can podcast the show at www.citr or vanmusic.ca. All the information is there.
You can get it all there, folks. But you can't. I can't autograph it for you, though, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can, I don't know, send an email or something.
yeah, right. No, don't do that. I don't need any emails. All right. Cool. So I'm going to play some songs now?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so this is Soon After Long. This is another probably well over 12 or 13-year-old song. So anyways, we'll see if we can just do it right here. I'll play this one, and I'll play another one right after that. They're both, like, really, really, really short. The other one's called Clear Sight. All right, here we go.
So soon I'll be gone. But not long, though still it's wrong. When you were alone at home, I wrote songs. Then when there's nothing left, nothing left to regret. And even when we cried,
So that's Jack Beck playing here live at 101.9 FM. So let's continue with a couple of songs here. Let's listen to this girl, Jess Hart. She's from Montreal, and she has a CD called Incorporated. She's playing next Thursday at Studio 121, sorry, then Heatley, there in Strathcona.
Draws me in again. day comes up sicker than a cat. Something's wrong, that is that. Missed you somewhere, missing somewhere. Never did figure just
three, playing Nicky Winey. He was looking at me, already I could see that he was hot like a house. 4, 5, 6, he was picking up sticks. He was looking for his kicks, so I throw him some ricks. Yeah, he was hot like a house.
So next show, the Kidnap Kids. They're gonna be playing live here at the show. So.
Awesome. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty exciting. Pretty exciting stuff. They're coming from Montreal. They were on a tour or something, I don't know. They're from North Vancouver. So before the Kidnap Kids, we'll listen to This Mortal Coil. This is a 4AD project. That song was Mr. Somewhere. Very beautiful song. Before that, Jess Hart with My Friends. She's playing on Thursday at the Studio 121 there in Heatley Street. Heatley 121. What else? Check some other events happening around. Today, this is the first Made in Vancouver Film Festival. It's going to be 45 short films to screen. They start at 4 p.m. And if you want to check them out, the address is 1200 block of Hamilton Street. So just go to the 1200 block of Hamilton Street. I guess that's Jailtown, is it?
Hamilton?
I don't know. Probably sure. Jailtown.
Yeah. Yeah, I've only lived here for 9 years, but I have no idea.
Where are you from?
I'm from northeastern BC, this small little town called Fort Nelson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Very small.
Yeah.
Very small, very cold, very boring. That's why I'm down here.
How far is from here?
Oh, gosh. A drive would probably take you about 20 hours, maybe. A 20-hour drive north.
20-hour
like
drive?
Like northeastern BC. It's like one of the last real towns before you get into the Yukon and all that stuff up there. Yeah, it's pretty far up there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like along the Alaska Highway, you know, they built that for during the Second World War or whatnot. So there's nothing there. Don't ever go there. Just stay far away from there. I mean, you know, just don't.
Okay, well,
no.
Let's see what else is happening. Chris Morey and the Parallels are playing at El Dorado Saturday, February 27. Okay, let's see. This week for the anti-Olympic guys. Let's see. Today's 16, right? Let's see what we have there. Actually, there's nothing coming soon.
Nothing. Does that mean all the police can go home then? Is that what that means, Oswaldo? Are they going to leave now?
Probably.
There's no protests, so they're done. They're going to go home.
Well, there's a rally on Saturday, February 20, rally for National Housing Program at noon, starting from Vancouver Art Gallery. So, yeah, that's cool. Okay, Saturday.
That's a good cause. You know, that's a good cause. That's a reason to be out there, you know what I mean?
For homelessness.
Housing, yeah.
I was interviewing Libby Davies yesterday because, Canada is the only country, like developed country, you know, quote, between quotes, that doesn't have a federal national housing strategy.
Right. So. Right. Yeah, see, that's the thing is that they're scrambling to get all these people out of the way, and it's just so ridiculous. But yeah, they don't have those problems in other countries because, yeah, they'll take care of that. You know, they don't want people living on the streets, you know?
Yeah.
Why would you want that, you know? But, that's something. Go out there and check that out. Was that Saturday?
Saturday at 2 at the Vancouver Art Gallery.
Just remember to be peaceful, everybody, you know?
Yeah, it's going to be peaceful. DOA is going to be playing at the Rickshaw Theater afterwards.
Nice.
At 8 o'clock. And Professor Chris Shaw, who wrote the definite book, Five Ring Circus, Myths and Realities of the Olympics, is going to be speaking.
Cool.
So, right on. I guess the movie, the documentary was based on his investigations, his research or something. So, there you go. And what else? I don't know what else is happening around town. I guess we'll have to say goodbye. Thanks, Jeff, for coming here.
Yeah, Jay. Thank you for having me, man.
Cliff ran for these 2 weeks. He ran away from the mayhem of the Olympics. So we're going to choose a podcast from his show. He does Laugh Tracks and the podcast of Generation Exploitation. But we're going to finish with the Hungarian song. This we put the whole CD. It's called Well Hung Funk Eruption, Funk Rock Eruption. Communist Hungary, Volume 1, had 20 bands from Hungary from those times. So we're gonna play the last song of this CD. It was released by B Music, and okay, this one I haven't practiced. So the band is called Beregendi. And the song is Hitku Snappy Baladak, something like that.
Let's where's the interpreter? Let's get the interpreter in here.
Yeah, well,
come on.
We'll check that for you.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back here to say goodbye.
Awesome.
Yeah, 101.9 FM. So I recommend you this CD very much. It's called Well Hung from V Music.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's just a bunch of old, like, 70s kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Psychedelic
cool.
Hungarian
yeah, that's,
music.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So thanks, Jay, for being here.
Yeah, thanks again for having me.
Yeah, and next week, the Kidnap Kids, remember to podcast the show at www.citr.ca. We're going to leave you with this song dedicated to Whistler, the Language Arts. This is a Vancouver band. And then we will choose a cool laugh track. podcast for you. Listening to 101.9 FM.
Weigh up my options and go through it. I'll keep telling myself, put one foot in front of another. hardcore stuff is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.